Welcome to Seal Stadium in San Francisco, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The right fielder, Lee Walls. Batting third. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Johnny Gorrell. Batting eighth. The catcher, L. Tapp. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Brosnan. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Jim Brosnan. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jim Davenport. Batting second. The second baseman, Danny O'Connell. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Orlando Cepeda. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Darryl Spencer. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Schmidt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ramon Monzont. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Ramon Monzont. And now, play ball. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is hit by the pitch. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops it up and throws to first, with Brosnan covering, for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Davenport settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brosnan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. L. Tap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tap hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Brosnan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brosnan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Taylor hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland strikes out. One out. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walls, who is chasing the ball. Schmidt reaches third base with a triple. Ramon Monzant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monzant hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Schmidt scores. It's 1-0, Giants. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0-for-1 in the game. Davenport hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tap settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0-for-1 in the game. Walls hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Schmidt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks strikes out. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-1 in the game. Morin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-1 in the game. Mays strikes out. One out. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-1 in the game. Sauer hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cepeda is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-1 in the game. Long hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Davenport settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Gorrell hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Mays. Gorrell reaches second base with a double. L. Tap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tap is 0-for-1 in the game. Tap hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Brosnan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brosnan is 0-for-1 in the game. Brosnan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-1 in the game. Spencer hits a pop-up towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-1 in the game. Kirkland hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Schmidt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0-for-2 in the game. Walls hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks is called out on strikes. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morin hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ramon Monzant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monzant is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Monzant strikes out. One out. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0-for-2 in the game. Davenport hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Connell hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-2 in the game. Long hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Schmidt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Gorrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chuck Tanner pinch hits for LTAP. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Cal Neiman now catching. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-2 in the game. Mays hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-2 in the game. Sauer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mays moves to third. Whitey Lockman pinch runs for Hank Sauer. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cepeda hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mays tags and scores. One out. It's 2-0, Giants. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-2 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops it up and throws to first, with Brosnan covering, for the out. Lockman moves to second. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-2 in the game. Kirkland is walked intentionally. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Schmidt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gorrell fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Whitey Lockman now playing left field. Jim Bolger pinch hits for Jim Brosnan. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger strikes out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Walls hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Don Elston now pitching. Ramon Monzant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monzant is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Monzant strikes out. One out. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0-for-3 in the game. Davenport hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0-for-3 in the game. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gorrell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-3 in the game. Banks strikes out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Morin for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-3 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 2, and Chicago Cubs, 0. Goodbye from Seal Stadium in San Francisco.